Step inside these hallowed halls of the Red Light Library, where us librarians review short erotica. It gets the short end of the stick when it comes to criticism and review because, well, in the end, it's porn. This podcast reviews adult content that has frank discussions of sexual content, adult language, and, well, basically anything under the sun that certain publishing houses will allow. If that's something you can't legally listen to or don't want to listen to, back out now. Welcome back, dear patrons, to the Red Light Library. I'm Gavin, as usual, joined by a deputy library? I don't know the ranks. I don't junior librarian.
I'll come up with my new my title as we go.
All right.
I was thinking, since you're head librarian, maybe I could be like left arm librarian or something.
Yeah, we are the Voltron of librarians, but not as disappointing as actual Voltron. So today I'm joined by the wonderful Aya. How are you today?
Sick. So
yes,
my voice is lower and more gravelly than it will normally be.
I have dragged you out of bed to talk about pizza porn because fucking why not?
Yeah.
Today we're talking about Need, K-N-E-A-D, by Misha Elliott. Making pizza has never been so sexy.
Yeah.
Obviously, the title sold me on this, though the cover of a guy with two full-sleeve tattoos that totally aren't photoshopped was a selling point.
I don't know how this normally works. I could ask you, since you know about this, how do they normally get cover art for these stories? Because I'm not really
some people just straight up steal stuff, but there are also a few different websites that have stock photos of people posing sexily with the inherent idea that they are going to be used to make like erotica covers and stuff like that. I think one literally is called like sexystockphoto.com or something like that. Yeah. So it's basically like Getty Images, but for bikini babes leaning in different positions. That's why you'll see the same, like, there's one of a woman in a, like, skimpy dress leaning against someone in a tux, and that one's used a lot for, like, James Bond spy-y shit. They'll just, like, recrop it. Yeah. Also, people will sometimes use Amazon's cover creator and just have, like, a JPEG on their desktop that they drag into it and hope it works. Making pizza's never been so sexy. So today we're talking about pizza porn. Now it's not literally, we're not going that far.
Nope. Although it may sound like that, it doesn't quite go that far.
Unfortunately, the words "did you order insert phallic pizza ingredient gag," which I was a little disappointed. So we open in Adrienne, is that her name?
Yeah, Adrienne.
I suck at remembering character names. We open in Adrienne and her roommate Zane's apartment, and it is fucking hot.
I believe he's her neighbor.
Neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's real hot in there, and he's making pizza.
Do you want to just continue with like a story summary, or we'll talk about it as we go?
Well, I first want to start off with the... I'm going to read off the first paragraph, because this is, as any... English 101 teacher will tell you, this is what sells the book, the first sentence. The ceiling fan rotated above me, spinning away into oblivion. It suited my mood today. The humidity was high. The central air had puttered out and died last summer. The landlord was a dick and hadn't bothered to repair or replace the unit. For the most part, I like the duplex I live in and I like my neighbor. Okay, let me clarify. I lust after my neighbor. Pretty fun little setup. I can relate to the dick landlord. Of course, start off. My first apartment experience was in a complex that regularly had cop cars in the parking lot. So that was fun.
Oh, well. My landlord's pretty nice.
My current one's awesome. Charming old man who fixes everything. Can't ask for better. So what were your first thoughts when we dove into this story?
Well, if we want to just sort of go over the story as a whole, it kind of felt like it was in two parts for me. The pizza making part and then the shower part was sort of the second half. And, you know, while we're talking about the first part, in that first paragraph, she talks about the central air puttered out and died. Humidity was high. And it just keeps going. It is so unbearably hot in this apartment, and they keep going on and on about it.
A lot of heat imagery.
I mean, you know, it, like, even if it is summer and your AC is broken, it's unbearably hot. But on top of that, this guy Zane is apparently running a pizzeria out of his apartment, however big it is.
Yeah, we've got, like, we get a little bit of information that his family has a pizza place and his brother runs it, but the brother took in an order that's way too big.
So his brother is taking over the actual building. So now Zane is, I guess, dealing with other customers by using the, I don't know, two or three full stone pizza ovens that he just has in his apartment.
Because, you know, if you work in pizza, you live in pizza, right? Like, yeah. So we're cooking, we're smelling ingredients. There's vaguely Italian music playing, I'm sure. she wants to fuck Zane real bad. Oh my god,
she does. It's not that weird a story. It's actually very classic in a lot of ways. Because she's just sort of like in this room watching hot guy physically handle something and thinking, man, I wish he would physically handle me that way. And I mean, you know, the titular kneading of the dough, and she's talking about kneading and whatnot. And, you know, she's also talking about just like all these little intimate movements, like the hair on the back of her neck is standing up, and just like a lot of sensations are described, which I think is very good. And then on top
there is
of that,
a lot of telling, or melting. There's a lot of showing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just, I am horny and Zane's here. Hey, Zane, let fuck. It almost, I think the thing that popped to mind for me was it felt almost sitcom-esque, because we've already agreed they're going to fuck. It's an erotica. We purchased it for that. So you just kind of want to see how it plays out. And the will they, won't they flirting, where she's like, is this flirting? I don't know.
I have never seen what is so unmistakably flirting.
Yeah.
Like the booping on the nose. You can't mistake that.
Yeah, actually, I highlighted that.
Yeah, I saw you highlighted that. There's also the, he comes up behind her and like guides her hands as she does something, in this case, kneading the dough.
It's that scene from Ghost, but with pizza instead
of
pottery.
That's what I was thinking, Ghost. Yeah. I was thinking of some other scene, I don't remember from where. It was like a golf something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a classic sort of flirting thing.
And it's like there's one moment where you can just kind of put a flag in the ground, like, yep, this is it. Then he popped me on the nose with the tips of his flower-covered fingers and turned to start on the next pizza crust. I laughed and brushed the flour he left behind, and I left a note on it, which I never do.
Point of no return.
Yeah, I think my note is, the contract is sealed. Now they must fuck.
I mean, even before that, they do the one lock of his hair falls over his face, and she walks over to brush it out. Like, that's pretty... Just a lot of things. She's really bold after explaining, like, oh, I was the nerdy girl and I was too awkward to talk to him for like 6 years or whatever it is. And then she blames it on the overheating, but she is suddenly very bold.
Yeah, she's like, it's like Anna Kendrick's character in the Pitch Perfect movies, where I'm socially awkward until like the plot needs her to be like loud and proud and very like not socially awkward.
Yeah, I mean, Adrian is, you know, as her own description, incredibly socially awkward until the moment the story starts, which means she was sitting there in awkward silence for like an hour, like in his apartment watching him make pizza until the moment the story starts, and then she's, you know, going and touching him and all this stuff, and they're flirting, and it's like, not awkward at all.
I'm going to teach you how to knead dough. There's that one bit that's like basically sex in and of itself, where he's kneading the dough and she's shredding cheese, and he goes, "Feed me a pepper, I'm hungry." And she mentions he cuts them super long, like into strips, but then says his lips touch her fingers, which means he basically deep throats the pepper so that he can get on those fingies.
I used to actually work in a pizza place, so I've done, you know, not that sexual, but just like eating pieces of bell pepper while making pizza. I've done that.
Makes sense. The ultimate snacking on the go, except this time they're gonna fuck. Zane has to make the move here, even though they've basically agreed non-verbally at this point. We go through finishing the last pizza. Zane's like, "Oh, I sure could use a shower." And she's like, "Yeah, you could." And he just like walks up behind her, nuzzles her neck, and goes, "Take a shower with me." And there, I feel like there needs to be a smidge more leaning into her being awkward, because like I wanted the narrative to be like alarm bells going off and just like
yeah, but I mean, like, every other moment that we've even covered talking about this, like, there are huge moments that they sort of just go through.
Fair, yeah.
So that, you know, the one reciprocation from Zane is not all that surprising.
And then we get to the shower. We in this play of two acts, we've gone through intermission.
Actually, I have a small note before we get that. There's one line.
Do tell.
I can't remember where it is, but I wrote it down. And this is, I think, just a problem of the writing. It says, "You have amazing eyes." And my note here is, who said that? What?
Yeah. No, that does happen a lot.
So, I'm looking at it right now. "You have amazing eyes. Blinking interrupted our soul gazing, but I couldn't help it." I guess that means she said it, or maybe he said it to her, because that's like when he comes up to her and is flirting. Like, it's unclear who says that, and neither of them react to it anyway. So it just seemed like that. It just came from like the apartment across the street. Someone said that. Like, what? Huh? What?
Just the window was open on the street. "You have amazing eyes." Thank you.
As you were saying, yeah.
She basically is just like, strip. Like, they get into the shower. They get into the bathroom. He starts getting undressed, and she's like, "I want to see you naked." And this is where we find out that not only was she kind of nerdy, he has had a crush on her since high school, because in high school he saw her writing something in a notebook, and he looked over, and it was like erotic friend fiction or whatever, and he thought it was hot.
And suddenly Zane becomes a much more interesting character.
Yes.
Because like, he was just sort of generic hot guy up until this moment. And then suddenly he's like her biggest fan. Not like in the sense of he was like he had a crush on her, but like he's really into erotica. Because he talks about he saw her writing erotica in high school, and that got his attention. And then later he mentions listening to the sounds of her typing and wondering what she's writing. Like, he's strangely interested in erotica writing.
And that's pretty cool. I would have liked, maybe she's working on it on the couch, you know, like something to slip. A notification from her Tumblr where she posts her erotic stuff goes off on her phone and she worries about him seeing the notification. Something in the beginning, in Act 1, to tell me, hey, she does this. And this has been a thing that they have been kind of dancing around. Like, hell, you could just write a part, another one, but it's like, need the other side, where it's all from Zane's perspective.
Yeah. Actually, that's a note that I made. One of my final notes here is this, like, in this play of two acts, Act 1 is, you know, need making pizza has never been so sexy, and Act 2 is my neighbor is an erotica author from Zane's perspective.
And it's like, I mean, they have sex, it's sex, but what really drives the scene for me is her being like, fuck, he likes my stuff.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, really, like, that's what I latched onto too. Like, he's a big fan of her writing. What? And just like in general, in this play of two acts thing again, like when I heard that this was like, I was kind of disappointed that they that the sex scene in this is they're in the shower. Like, it didn't happen in the pizzeria. It didn't have anything to do with pizza delivery or any of that. It kind of had nothing to do with pizza after that moment.
Yeah, we just kind of divorced from that until, like, the very end where he's like, well, gotta go take these pizzas to the party.
Yeah.
Wanna come with me? I don't say this often, but I feel like this story could have benefited from being, like, twice as long, maybe? If only to have more room to play around with concepts and let the characters grow and change a little bit. Like, maybe we start with him making pizza, and then she goes home and writes erotic fiction about it. So, like, it's not necessarily that I need everything they reference to have happened in the story for me to see it, but I do want... I want chapters from his perspective. I want will they, won't they to kind of stretch out a little longer, because she starts dirty talking immediately.
And it, in a way that I'm like, whoa, that's risky that you're saying that suddenly. Like, what if Zane's not into this? Like, everything she says is...
There's one bit where she's like, fuck me hard, it won't hurt me, and if it does, it will be worth it. That's like second time around, maybe.
I pause there and I'm like, is Zane gonna have like a moment where he thinks about this? But then he just keeps going. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I guess he's all right with this.
Yeah, he is good to go.
The one I have written down is where she says, I could hear you watching porn. And like, that's the one where I'm like, Zane might be like,
invest in earbuds. That said, hey, if I'm going to live on my own in an apartment with no air conditioning, one of the few joys in life, watch some porn without fucking earbuds. there's a lot of... he does bring up, like, when they're having sex, he vocally says, I'm a little worried that I'm going to give a poor idea of my performance because I'm near finishing already. And she's like, no, fuck, come in me now. Do it again. I don't give a shit. Like,
they do kind of talk a little bit too much.
Yeah. She's running at like 100% and he's running at 75% with a steady increase. Like, she's just ready to go.
Yeah, because, I mean, as soon as this sort of reveal that Zane is interested in her writing, like, it sort of changed the way I was thinking about him. Like, he's probably kind of intimidated by her, especially when it comes to like sexual things.
And thus we have started down the road of planning out the full length novel of Need.
My neighbor is an erotic author.
Fuck, we'll just write one. We'll just the whole apartment building. We'll just go through all of it. Everyone's interconnected somehow. Zane he does lose all inhibitions, much like Adrian, because in the very end they had their sex, they finished the shower, they're ready to go, are getting ready to go. He's like, hey Adrian, would you be interested in coming back here after the party or your place so we can fuck some more? And that is just the most robotic,
like, I can almost imagine, like, the way I'm imagining it is probably even better than the, like, robotic clinical thing you're thinking of. Because I'm thinking of the awkward, like, I'm about to ask you on a date sort of voice. Like, you know, if you're not busy, do you want to, I had some free time. Do you want to, you know, fuck some more? Like, like in the same voice of, do you want to go see a movie with me?
Says, the anime two fingers touching thing happening.
Yeah, yeah, like, ooh.
Need the anime.
Yeah. To go back to the shower just for a second, they like actually shower after, like, they have sex in the shower, and then there are a few lines worth of, and then they actually like pull out the soap and start cleaning themselves because they are dirty from all the pizza making. And I just thought that was like a nice little addition,
little touch.
Yeah,
I did like the little button on the sex scene. Fuck, that was a bestseller.
Fuck, that was a bestseller. That's the best line ever. Question: did they ever orgasm? Question to you.
She, as soon as he touches like her clit, she's just pow gone. I think she comes a second time.
Okay, because I was looking for like the final moment before, like, fuck, that was a bestseller and we're done and we're doing something else now. And it just sort of like I blinked and I missed it. And like, oh, I guess nothing happened.
I touched his lips. Fuck, that was a bestseller. No, he doesn't. I mean, he does, because it mentions...
I'm sure he does, but there's just, like, no description of it.
The paragraph in which he finishes inside her probably got, like, lost in the editing process or something, because it literally is... He's going for it, and then the next paragraph is the bestseller.
Zane clung to me as he pounded faster into me, and an uncontrolled desire ripped through us. Full stop.
Oh.
Next paragraph. We lean precariously against the wall of the shower, water cascading over us, and then they're giggling, and then blah, blah, blah. Fuck, that was a bestseller.
See, that makes, I mean, because that's the thing. Misha Elliott, like, we're dealing with someone who, like, legit writes, has, like, multiple sizable entries. This is not just someone who wrote something, a couple of stupid little eroticas back in, like, 2012, and they're still there. Actually, she uploaded something on, like, 3 or 4 days ago, I think. She did a share or shit Saturday post on the 11th. So, like, this is someone who actually has some chops beneath them.
Yeah, I got that sense from reading, like, the reviews and stuff.
Oh, speaking of, so far I've only found one. Amazon, we have one review from Miss OP. Hot and sweet with the right amount of heat, 5 stars. Hot story with interesting characters and a unique premise. I loved Need. Misha Elliott writes with style and wit.
Baked to perfection.
This is the kind of erotica I crave, and will be looking for more from Misha Elliott. I'm totally not one of Misha Elliott's friends writing this review. And that's not good. A dig at Elliott's writing, but like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, there's always that. But yeah, like, the writing is actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the actual part where they're describing the sex, I was really impressed by. Because it wasn't just, like, emotions. It wasn't just, like, oh, this is, you know, our bodies entwine, blah, blah, blah. It was nice. She actually described it, like, thrust by thrust in, like, a really interesting way.
It's detailed, but it's not so detailed. He doesn't, his pants don't come off, and it's like, his cock was this exact, like, I've been harping on this for a few episodes now, but, like, I got spoiled by that one D&D story. It really highlighted to me how every guy has a massive cock, and usually there are exact measurements. Zane, we don't really get that.
Yeah.
Did his heart pound hard enough to crack ribs like mine was right now? Like, there's all these lovely little inner glimpses on Adrian that I kind of do want the flip side. Even if it's like this, because you could kind of double dip and do the same sex scene twice, but have it from a different perspective, because, like, it leans into how she's enjoying it, so you can then go into Zane's head and be like, because he is like, fuck. He is super worried about orgasming too fast, and she's just like, do it, I don't care. So, I think that's a good place to wrap it up. Do you recommend Need?
Yeah, I think I would. It was like a nice sort of classic story. I mean, this is one of the first that I've read that is just like a pure text thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it seemed like a pretty sort of a good gateway, a good, like, starter one.
It definitely is a good starter one, because there's some wacky shit out there. It basically anything Chuck Tingle writes is meant to be wacky, but this is just, it's like the step between straight porn and what is considered romance writing, because there is this kind of sitcom-y will they won't they at the beginning, even though you know they will. That's kind of just like they will fuck, it's cool, so let's have some fun here at the beginning.
Yeah, it's not like wacky or anything like that. It's kind of vanilla, but like in a good way.
Also, the sex is very vanilla, like, and not necessarily that that's a bad thing, but it is 18 pages. They have pretty standard sex. There's no like kinks that come out of left field. There's nothing like particularly not pedestrian about what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it was It was a quickie, which is something I didn't realize until like until they said, I think Zane said, like, I don't have enough time to do this like properly. We need to like at that point I'd forgotten. So I was like, is he late for delivering a pizza or something? What's he talking about? But they're going to a party afterwards, and that's what he's talking about. But
and also it's 18 pages, it's 99 cents. You are totally getting a fair amount of porn for your buck. There have been many cases we've encountered where that's not true, but this time it's pretty fun. If you want to find Need, it's on Amazon, Smashwords, I think also maybe Barnes & Noble, I forget. You can get it on, it's not on Kindle Unlimited, so you will have to buy it for 99 cents, which that's, it's strange to see an author who doesn't subscribe to Kindle Unlimited. It's a rare treat these days. So with that said, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
I do have one line written down somewhere. I wrote like my paraphrasing and I can't find the actual line. But what I wrote is, he slammed her so hard she was seeing stars.
Yeah.
And I think they wrote something, if not that exactly, it was pretty close. And I just thought that was a good image.
It does sell. It is both like literary descriptive, but also literally like, whoa.
Yeah.
Things are going down here.
Yeah, it's good. All right.
So, Deputy Special Junior Librarian Aya, where can people find you online if they want to do?
I'm on Twitter at TellerFarsight. That's probably about it at this point.
Yeah, that'll do.
I'm doing stuff. Check me out, I guess.
If you would like to find the Red Light Library on the internet, you probably know already, but you can find us on Twitter at Red Light Library or our website, redlightlibrarypodcast.wordpress.com. If you want to find me for some reason, my Twitter is thepodreport, the Pod Report. I tweet about podcasts as well as the three other shows I run besides this one. And I also have a review website that's linked there. So if you want to see all the other stuff I do, that's kind of the hub for it. Aya, thank you so much for joining me on this delightful little inoffensive erotica journey.
All right. Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
And
hopefully next time I will be, my sinuses will be clear next time I talk to you. Hopefully.
That is a good thing to aim for. A good goal. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next Tuesday.